This is Elsa Madsen.
Thank you. These songs too, some of them, you know, they don't even really have titles yet, you know, so if you have any suggestions, just you know, raise your hand, because so I call them like a line in the song, you know. This one we refer to as Adam Lives in Theory, and when I refer to Adam, I'm really speaking about all of humanity, you know, without exception of anybody, you know. And I know that a lot of the content in the songs is very heavy, you know, but see, fantasy is what people want, but reality is what they need. And I've just retired from the fantasy part because I realized that y'all gonna make me cry.
Virtually real.
and commercially appeal to the last of all the people where he lives. He was so naive, blinded by the pride and greed, wanting to be intellectual, drifting from the way she got turned down one day, and now she thinks that she's bisexual. Caught up in emotion, burning up with her devotion to the king of exploitation in the field. She handed him her virtue, 'cause he told her I won't hurt you. So she lay with him to see how good it feels. Now can you tell me what we gonna do now? Where we gonna go now? What we gonna say now? Tell me what we gonna do now? Where we gonna go now? What we gonna say now? Now after the sensation and the empty fornication, she brought affection home into her bed, quickly multiplying. Now the three of them are dying by the poison she perceived to be good. Now even her husband perverted in their judgment, 'cause everything appeared to be the same. They entertain suggestions, next time just use protection, desiring to cover up their shame. But much to their demise, poor decision closed their eyes to the very antidote to their dilemma. Burning in their lust, both of them adulterers, destroying the original agenda. Praying to the sky in order to maintain a lie, they exhausted every possible solution in a brain, filled with vain information and pollution. Hiding from the truth, he provided an excuse to explain away his desperate situation. When confronted, blamed his wife, giving birth to carnal life, refusing to acknowledge what he'd done. If we can't agree with who created us to be, who says we're guilty, everyone before his eyes, making no exception since the day of our conception, predisposed to hating truth and loving lies, then can you tell me what we gonna do now? Where we gonna go now? What we gonna say now? Now can you tell me what we gonna do now? Where we gonna go now? What we gonna say now? Stop walking in pride, let the thief be crucified. Unlearn everything you know and let him teach you. Line upon line and precept upon precept, say goodbye to this decaying social system. He wants to know how far we're willing to go. If we love him like we say we do, he'll try us. Just you don't regress or slip into hopelessness. Once he's satisfied his love, he won't deny us. And then he'll tell us what we're gonna do. Now, where we gonna go now?
Yeah. Oh,
It's now time for our PSA. So, this is a PSA on dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So we have a few songs left. Again, apologies for any interruptions. This is my first time doing a show. You just heard Normalisa, which is one of my favorite songs. Anyway, this is Elsa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So we have a few more songs before wrapping it up.
I need to love.
Okay, so in the spirit of PSAs, I'm going to do one more, and this is numbers to think about world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. This is Numbers to Think About from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So we have time for one more song, and this song I kind of want to dedicate to one of my best friends from home who I miss very much. So please enjoy, and thank you for listening. This is Elsa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All I